The nearly 400-mile stretch of railroad that runs from just west of Jacksonville through Tallahassee to Pensacola changed hands in early June. It's now part of Boca Raton-based Rail USA, which has owned numerous short line and regional railroads over the years. The headquarters for its latest acquisition, now called the Florida Gulf and Atlantic Railroad, is in Tallahassee. Its general manager is Charles Hank Hankerson.
We have an extensive amount of experience. You know, myself, David Pope, who are known in the industry, we have our hands on this operation with a lot of experience locally, and that's what we're offering for the community.
Hankerson says his rail line has an operating philosophy very different from the nation's big rail carriers like Union Pacific, Norfolk Southern, and CSX, which used to own the local rails.
We run through 11 counties from Baldwin all the way to Pensacola, and we are very intimately getting to know the county commissioners. We work closely with FDOT on so many levels. We work closely with some of the communities already, introducing ourselves to the Panhandle. So whereas the larger Class 1 railroads are not able to be as intimate with the community, we are. And we're already 7 weeks into this takeover, and we're doing it.
Today, Florida Gulf and Atlantic says it serves 30 customers along its right-of-way. Hankerson says the idea is to add lots more.
There's industries, customers, or prospects that want to get into the rail industry, and it requires us to put in a siding track, use existing infrastructure, do something differently. We're extremely flexible to do that. We will partner with new customers if it takes us to finance, you know, some of the infrastructure that needs to be put in. We have options. That's what we look at first. So we want to grow the business and maintain what we already have in place.
Florida Gulf and Atlantic has 18 locomotives, which are being repainted into a splashy red, white, and blue scheme. It's hired some 40 people to run the railroad all the livelong day, and Hankerson says a community event should be happening in the next few months.
Do an introduction to the community down on 917 Railroad Ave, which will eventually be our headquarters, and basically open a locomotive up to the community for photos, as well as do somewhat of a meet and greet with a cookout, kind of introduce ourselves.
One local resident who can't wait to get acquainted with the new railroad in town is Kristen Dozier. She is both a Leon County Commissioner and a member of the Capital Region Transportation Planning Agency that has an interest in things like railroad activity in the area.
I like the prospects of having a new owner for our rail system through North Florida. I love the fact that they will be based out of Tallahassee and that this is a company that, from my initial read, operates, it sounds like, closer to the communities they work within. All of those things, I believe, were missing in the past.
Dozier sees economic development potential.
Individual businesses, owners in our area might be looking at new opportunities to replace trucking if it's high cost with some rail service. For me, this creates an opportunity for all of us to start asking questions and looking for new ways of doing business and, frankly, new businesses to bring into our area.
And perhaps a more cooperative partner when it comes to infrastructure matters.
There is a rail bridge near Lake Lafayette that has had issues in the past, and it has been a real struggle to address those issues. So whether we're talking about economic development or just general working with the community when things like that come up, I'm really excited about this.
However, one thing a new railroad owner can't provide is passenger rail service. That's all up to Amtrak. And Kristen Dozier's commission and agency colleague Brian Deloge already has the word from Amtrak that North Florida's chance of ever seeing a passenger train again is next to zero. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.